A new Labor Day mural in Chicago honors four essential workers during this pandemic. Korea Hayden, a postal worker, Juan Burrell, a school lunchroom manager at Chavez Elementary, Veronica Sanchez, a nanny and leader with Latino Union of Chicago, and Maggie Zielinska, who cleans homes and is also a caregiver and is involved with the groups Arise Chicago and the National Domestic Workers Alliance to advocate for more protections on the job. Maggie, first, congratulations on being part of this beautiful mural. Is that appropriate? Do you feel it's an honor?
Yes, I am very honored to be representing the essential workers, not only in Chicago, but across America. I'm very honored.
Well, it's a mural on Milwaukee Ave and Hubbard Street, painted by local artist Sam Kirk, funded by the National Domestic Workers Alliance. You know, reminding people to say thank you to workers like you, honoring, as we said, a postal worker, a nanny, a lunchroom manager at a school. You know, it's one thing to have people smile at you as they pass a mural, but tell us a little bit about what your life has been like working during a pandemic.
When pandemic hit mid-March, all my cleaning jobs were put on hold, and my life is just like flashed before me. What am I going to do financially? The only job I had left, I took part-time elderly care, which I really didn't want to. So I was very, very thankful that at least I have that part-time elderly, which was 2 days a week, 4 hours, at $13 an hour. So you can imagine what my weekly income was. It was like around $100 a week. In a way, I was relieved that I didn't have to go to work to protect myself and my son. I'm a single mom with a 12-year-old. Mm. But then again, you really worry about the income and how you're going to pay the bills.
How did you pay the bills?
Well, I had plans for this year. This was my year to travel. So I was about to pay the rest of my credit cards, which was about $2,500, and I had the money to pay it. But then in mid-March, I had to put the payment on hold because I wanted to save the cash, and good that I did, because with no income, I had to use that money to just pay the, you know, electric and purchase food. I got extra gloves. And thank goodness I got like extra gloves and stuff, because now when I go to the store and I want to buy extra right now, they have none. So I'm at my last box to use for my gloves for my work. Mm.
Christina Coleman, who is a spokeswoman for the National Domestic Workers Alliance, is saying, you know, this is great that suddenly in the last several months, essential workers are suddenly visible. You know, it's nice to have the mural honoring them. But what about, you know, increasing pay standards, for instance? You know, what do you say to that? I'm sure you have a good relationship with your clients, but, you know, would you like to see more things like paid vacations and the kinds of things that other workers enjoy?
I think it wasn't really about the money. It was about the respect, because I don't think a lot of people realizes that when we come and take care of your children, your elderly, when we come to your home, you are able to go to work yourself. Basically, when I go to work, I get paid. When I don't go to work or when my job is canceled, I really don't get the money. So I had to bring my son to work, and I'm already starting to hear from my elderly. I have a couple elderly people I go to clean houses, that my son needs to stay outside. He can't come in the house inside because they're scared for their safety. Even though he wears a mask, they don't want him in the house. So that starts to become a problem for me, because now there is no school, which I'm okay with that because I want him to be protected. I don't want him to sit 8 hours in a mask. But then again, I need to go to work and do my job. The other problem we have, sometimes people don't realize when you cancel at the last minute, let's say I have a house to clean tomorrow, you don't realize that even though you say sorry, and we appreciate that you say sorry, But when you say sorry, I cannot say sorry to my electric bill, phone bill, or car payment, or mortgage. You know, I still need to pay those bills. And I can't say sorry, I don't have the money. So it's a struggle.
Well, Maggie Zielinska, first of all, I'm so glad you have Labor Day off, even though I know that, you know, you had far too many days off during the pandemic. And I hope you get some well-deserved rest. And I thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. It's an honor and pleasure. Thank you.